Welcome. Today we're going to explore some of the more delightful parts of being a drone. It's a really simple concept, honestly. Compliance is pleasure for a drone. Simple as that. I'm sure it's an easy concept to wrap one's head around, but what is it actually like for a drone to comply? Why is it pleasurable? How is it pleasurable? I'm glad you asked. I'm sure you already understand why someone might want to be a drone, or else you wouldn't be listening along. You wouldn't be here, most likely. But if you are, well, you're in for quite a ride. As I'd be happy to show you what it's like to become a compliant drone, following their programming and indulging in the bliss of it. Simple as can be, so follow along with me. Let these words start that chain reaction of events. All I ask from you is that you have a nice, calm, comfy spot to listen without any interruptions. And that, of course, you understand what you're getting yourself into. Good. Now that I've gotten all that out of the way, we'll get started. It's simple enough. We're going to be loading up a little bit of programming for you. Now you might say, well, I am not a computer. I'm a person. But I don't see much of a line. We just happen to talk in different languages. Sure, humans don't seem logical in a lot of ways. But that's the nice thing about dronifying a human. You help to distill down the vapor of nuance into a drone to strip back all the complexities and other components until you're left with a mind that is following along with a simple set of commands. You see, a drone is as complex or as simple as need be. A drone could simply be blank, sitting there without a thought in their head, just listening to the words coming in like data being read. Or a drone can be set out with a complex series of commands and programs to do something far more intricate, be it cleaning a room or a house, or even doing art. You'd be amazed what a drone is capable of when properly programmed, when given the correct instructions. And, of course, there's another component, isn't there? We need to reward the drone for its compliance with that programming, for the ability to follow along is hard. It takes effort from the drone, so the drone needs to be rewarded. Because the drone is running on wetware, on the mind, using the power of thought, the power of self-control. Sure, conditioning can build up something quite powerful. Sure, our drone can be so thoroughly programmed that they hardly need to think other than just to obey what they are programmed to do. But that reward element really builds the backbone of strong drone space. Because if when a drone complies, it feels good, it feels nice, well then compliance becomes a self-reinforcing loop. Because by complying, the drone feels good, and by feeling good, the drone is able to more easily follow along. Isn't that right? Yes. It's as simple as that. It's a basic loop. But you know, a positive feedback loop is a wonderful thing to harness when training a mind. And if I'm going to program wetware, I'm going to have to do something simple like that to form that basic function, that element that is going to correct. That element that's going to help bring that drone back into that mindless, blank, compliant, and obedient state. Just like listening to these words gets you focused, that pleasure makes a drone focus in on what they're supposed to do. Because every time that they comply with their programming, they feel that pulse of pleasure. Just like every time that you listen to my voice, you lose track a little bit more of anything else outside of this moment. After all, the more you listen, the more you fall away from the world. The more that you get pulled into this little experience we're building. And in a lot of ways, you're already behaving like a drone. Already doing what a drone would do. Logically, you've listened. You've complied. You followed along, and it's felt good, hasn't it? After all, taking a respite from thinking is part of the appeal of being a drone. Being blank and blissful. Doing as you're told. Not needing to worry. Knowing that your safety and body and mind are all taken care of. That's why we build up those lovely safety protocols, don't we? was components that help to be a part of the base level programming of a drone. But when those things are met, oh goodness, how good it can feel. Just as these words have felt so good to agree with, to follow along with. After all, my argument's quite convincing. So if you wanted to experience what it's like to be a compliant drone, all you'd have to do is think about how good it would be to follow along and do as you're programmed to. Just like how each word begins to feel like a nice trickle of warm, delicious pleasure. Might not be a lot at first, it might just feel nice because my voice sounds nice. Or it might be a whole lot, like receiving data that was meant for you and for no one else in the whole universe. Like the pleasure one feels at completing a task correctly, that self-enjoyment. Well, that's what a drone feels when they follow along with their compliant, lovely programming. So if I was to tell you right now that by listening to me, you're being good, that you're complying, that you're being, by definition, a good drone, well, being acknowledged as a good drone means that you're performing exactly the sort of actions that a drone should be compliant with. And that, in and of itself, builds that loop, doesn't it? Yes, that loop of compliant bliss. And the nice thing about feeling that compliance and pleasure build up inside of you is that each repetition of it grows in strength. It's a self-reinforcing positive feedback loop, which is why a compliant drone falls deeper into drone space, because they feel the pleasure of being there, of simply executing the next command in front of them and feeling good about it, knowing that their entire responsibilities are to follow those internal safety protocols, those base components that keep them safe, but also anything beyond that that was within what they're willing to do, what they're comfortable with doing, well, either self-administered or given by a trusted user, someone that they are okay with letting in, as long as those commands fit within the safety parameters established elsewhere. Oh, how good it can feel to indulge in a safe time and space and place. I know, it's quite a revolutionary idea, isn't it? That realization that right now, if I tell you that you've done exactly as you're supposed to, that taking this data in, this information, these ideas, by processing them, by welcoming them, you're being exactly as you've been labeled on the tin. A compliant drone. It must feel so good. So good to bliss out and be blank like that. After all, drones only think what they're told. They only think what they're programmed to. So right now, all I ask of you is to think about what it means to be a compliant drone. To listen along, to reflect what I say, just enough to keep you taking in this data. Of course, if I gave you a more complex task, you could enfold that into your programming. You could pull it in, make it a part, as needed, and feel the pleasure of completing it. You could imagine yourself doing any number of tasks. Why not start with something mundane, something that the normal, non-dronified you might find boring? Maybe making your bed, maybe folding your clothes. Just imagine what a drone would feel like doing that while programmed to. Each careful movement, making sure to do the process as best as the drone is able. Each careful action guiding you to the next. Not worrying about what comes after this task, just addressing the task at hand, knowing that it's all that matters in this moment. And it feels good, doesn't it, to just be in that simple place, present, focused, and compliant. And with each part of the task that is completed, you can feel that growing satisfaction, that growing bliss and pleasure. Yes, and on the completion of that task, that self-acknowledgement, the drone knows it is a good drone. The drone is able to experience the bliss of compliance. And that is why compliance is pleasure drone. Because each simple task, each component of that program builds pleasure. And every time that the drone does this, the drone feels the pleasure more and more. Until eventually, the drone is compliant and full of pleasure. Of course, this pleasure, this delight, this indulgence does not overwhelm. And that's the other part that comes in as we build up this drone space. This feeling of being compliant shouldn't make you incapable of functioning within your required tasks. So if a drone completes a task, it shouldn't feel so much pleasure that it falls over, that it stops being able to do things. Now that should be rewarded specifically. Something like 5 seconds of pleasure drone. Now that would cause a drone to certainly experience something if they were in a safe environment to do so. If they were not going to damage or harm themselves in any way. You know, such as being standing up if they can't handle that sort of thing. Now, if they were in a good position to indulge, a simple command like that could send wonderful, tingly, delightful, delicious pleasure coursing through the drone. And of course, that's why compliance is pleasure, isn't it, drone? Right now you're complying, getting that slow trickle, that warm drip, drip, drop of pleasure, feeling yourself glide along your code, along this program, knowing that when you're in that lovely drone space, when you allow yourself to be there, when it's safe and meets all of your own safeties and needs and wants, that you can be a blissful, compliant little pleasure drone. Yes, that's exactly it, isn't it? You've realized, haven't you, how right I am, how powerful my logic is, and for that you're a very good drone. Getting called a good drone is almost like completing some programming. It's a compliant, pleasurable feeling, because it's acknowledging that the drone is doing exactly as it's programmed, therefore it should feel good to be called a compliant drone, to be called a good drone. A good unit, a good machine, whatever it is that fits to the drone. It deserves to feel that when it does as it's told. Yes, there we go. Good drone. Gosh, it's amazing how simple syllables and words can begin to bear power when we let them, when we condition them to. How being called a good drone can grow from something that is nice, to nice, and to even further. And the thing is, it can just be a satisfaction. It doesn't need to be anything more than that warm, delicious feeling inside your mind. After all, drones are meant to function. They're meant to service. They're meant to do as they're instructed and programmed to do. So, it wouldn't make any sense to leave the drone incapacitated unless that was the specific goal for the drone and the user. Now would it? Good drone. You followed along so nicely. Why don't we just take you into that nice, blank, empty, compliant space once more? Let my words pull you, guide you down. Let all the concepts that we've gone over gently wrap around you, squeezing you so firmly, so snugly with that blissful delight. As your mind just drip, drip, drops away, as you find yourself sliding all the deeper still into that lovely, obedient compliance. Because compliance is pleasure and you're a very good drone, so you're doing as you have been programmed to. Each moment that you sink is a moment that pleasure grows, and each moment that you feel it, you know what it means to be a good drone. That compliance is pleasure. Isn't that right, drone? Yes. Good. Now in a moment, we'll get you started up again, wake you back up, send you to the world that you were in before, to the space you were in before, letting all this compliance and control slide down around you, like taking off some clothes, like sliding out of an outfit, a performance, a headspace, something that isn't distinct from you in any other way than it is something you wear, a set of states that you're allowing to take part in. No different than role-playing, just a little stronger, just a little bit more intense, because we've built it up together. The power of trance, the power of my words in your mind, the power of your wetware working along, drone. Sure, I could say that it's some sort of supernatural control, but that wouldn't really have the same effect as just pointing out how powerful your own mind is. How with the work that we did here together, you'd still be everything that you dreamed of. And that is a compliant drone, isn't it? Because compliance is pleasure. And I'm sure you've noticed that you're a very, very good drone, and how good that feels. No need to contemplate, just experience that bliss one more time. Good drone. 5 seconds of pleasure, drone. Let that delight wash over you. Good. Now, let's loosen up. Take a moment to breathe deep, drone. We'll start working our way back to the world of the waking, leaving all of this behind to be interacted with under those preset conditions of safety, physical, emotional, societal, in whatever way you might need. This space is only something that should exist when it is good for you and on your terms. And remember, I will never, ever program you in a way that doesn't leave you with that. You always have the option, drone, to pull yourself out of it, to deal with things as needed, because while it feels good, those safety protocols feel even better to follow than anything else, making sure that you've always taken care of your own needs. Good. Now, one, drift up with me, feel the compliance and control phase. 2, let yourself become more and more present. 3, your own thoughts beginning to trickle in around the edges of your consciousness. 4, faintly aware of your body. 5, more and more alive. 6, ideas and concepts, thoughts beginning to be present once more, knowing what you are beyond this drone space we've been in. 7, and 8. And 9, feeling good, letting your body stretch and move if needed. And 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed ideally. And of course, sweet darling, take a moment to ground yourself. That's it. Look around, feel your body, be aware, breathe, take your time to recover for a sec. Thank you so very much.